Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat by Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. And today we are also joined by Scottish Fox owner Sherilyn Miner. So Sherilyn and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Hi, Joe. I'm here to tell you a little bit about my store, the Scottish Fox. I've been here for 2 years, going on my third Christmas, and we are a home decor and gift store. We have lots of things to choose from. We have mirrors, clocks, shelves. We have that comfortable chair to sit in, those tables to put your holiday meal on. And we have a gift for everyone, including men, that you can find in our store. We are going to be featuring specials from now until Christmas, and would appreciate you stopping in because I'm sure we can help you find something. We also like to help you pick things up for your home from our store. I also do redecorating, I call it, or staging for your home for the holidays or that special event. If you need someone to come in, give you new ideas, just tell you maybe some things you can do. I also do this as part of my business too. I'm just here to help people find that special thing for their home or for the person that they care about, and just to make your home feel a little more cozy.
All right. Now, obviously, we're in the holiday season here. You have a lot of holiday decor. In fact, you recently opened up your back room too, correct?
Yes, I did. Just before Art on the Prairie, I opened up the back doors thinking that, you know, we could overflow into there since we have the store gets a little full sometimes this time of the year. So we spread out a little bit. It's worked very well. People are enjoying going back there and checking out all sorts of things. It takes a little longer to look around in this store now because you need to look up, down, and make a couple trips around.
For sure. All right. Now, we have you here. You are obviously a chamber member. So how do you feel like your relationship with the chamber has gone since you joined?
Well, I think the chamber's supportive. They're trying to do new things in Perry all the time. I think we'll probably all work together and come up with some more ideas to get even more people into Perry. Maybe as a weekend destination town, I kind of see us headed that way. It seems to be when people are wanting to come and relax and look around, and we have those opportunities now.
All right. Now, you said that you've been in business now. This is your third Christmas. How do you feel like the business has changed in downtown Perry since you opened up initially?
I think that I am getting a lot more calls, a lot more messages from people. I've had a lot of customers come in, and they've passed the word on. Facebook seems to spread the news. People are concerned with my hours. I am a Thursday store from noon to 5, a Friday store 10:30 to 5, and a Saturday store 10:30 to 4. Now, these hours are subject to change after the holiday depending on the traffic flow that we get. I find this latter part of the week is busier in Perry, and that's a better time for customers to come in.
All right. Well, Sherilyn Miner, owner of Scottish Fox, anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about your business today?
Just come on in. We can help you find what you need for a gift or what you need for your home. Also willing to come out and help you with your home personally too. So just stop in. Love to see your face. And I just want to wish all my customers and everyone out there Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right. Now we will move on to Lindsay Pasuti, the Perry Chamber Director. First of all, something that is still on the horizon, but will be here a lot sooner than we realize. That's BRRR. What can you tell me about the latest with this?
Yeah, so we know that this is an annual event. BRRR, Bike Ride to Rippey, of course. And what people might not realize, this is a big fundraiser for the chamber. And so I like to mention that so that people kind of, especially locals, are encouraged to actually register and participate fully, get their shirts and things like that, just to help boost that. It's a good kickoff for the year. It's really fun to have people coming from all over the place in February of all times to go on a bike ride. It's just meant to be a fun event to kind of kick off the year and bring people into Perry. Maybe it's their first time coming. Maybe they come every year and they just get to see the changes from year to year of what's going on. Part of the route is right down 2nd Street so they can see the changes in our storefronts downtown. You know, we're sending them off and hoping that they come back on the ride, of course, but that doesn't mean that they're not here and experiencing Perry and what we have to offer with that event. So it's just, again, a fun event that the chamber hosts, and it is our fundraiser, so we're, you know, really encouraging registrations. It is open right now online, and there is an early bird price discount until the end of the year at $25, and then it'll go up $5 incrementally until the day of the event. So all of January, the week before, and then the day of, the pricing will be a little bit different. So we just encourage people to pre-register so we can have your t-shirts ready to go that day and the size correct. And we're working with the hotel to provide some entertainment both Friday night and Saturday afternoon. So again, just encouraging people to experience Perry and the hospitality we have and have this fun event.
Absolutely. So Burr coming up sooner than we even realize. Moving on to current affairs, it's the holiday season like we were talking about with Sherilyn. And one thing that the Perry Chamber has to offer as maybe stocking stuffers, whatever, is Perry Bucks. What can you tell me about how to use these and why you would encourage people to use them?
So Perry Bucks are just redeemable, just as cash would be, at Chamber member businesses. So most of our retailers, restaurants, even some services, anyone that's a Chamber member can accept these Perry Bucks. So what happens is people come to the Chamber office, they purchase these a lot of times for their holiday parties, customer appreciation, like you said, stocking stuffers. So then it's basically a gift card for anywhere in Perry. So instead of getting $5 here and there to individual businesses, it's kind of nice to have that redeemable, just as cash Perry Buck. And so then when you go to the various stores or businesses, you can redeem those just as cash. And then they turn around, they come, and it's for that same value. So the businesses aren't out anything. It's completely paid for by the initial purchase of the Perry Bucks. So it's just a great way to keep dollars local, because the place that you can redeem them is here in Perry. So it's just that reminder to shop local and support local businesses. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. It kind of keeps on going locally.
All right. Now, one last thing I want to talk about is the Elf on the Shelf. You've had really good results from this so far this year.
Yeah. So I think I've mentioned this to you, Joe, that every week when we have our Let's Talk and we post a selfie and things like that, we get really good engagement just for seeing the face to a name. But this Elf on the Shelf, I have to say, is beating that a little bit, just because it's daily and it's finding the cute little elf in the businesses, whether it's retail or whatever. And so it's just been a fun member promotion that we can get the elf out and about and showcase some of our members here in Perry. So the Scottish Fox being one of them. So we had fun with the elf and finding different places to pose.
Yep, and I will do a plug that we will be hosting Mary the Elf at the radio station next week as well.
Yeah, and it's been fun. Some businesses have chosen to offer one day only specials. So we just had Van Wall do a toy discount. We had Salvage Soul do a discount on certain items. Backwards Boutique is doing free shipping. So it's kind of one of those things, check in every day, see where Mary the Elf is, see if there's anything else going on. But it's really just a reminder to, again, shop local and think about local businesses this time of year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Lindsay, and Sherilyn as well.
Thanks for having us.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sherilyn Miner and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.